What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Time for another round of Am I Curious? You pose the question, and we find the answer for you. The scenes of white supremacists marching in Charlottesville, including the Ku Klux Klan, led to this question from a Michigan radio listener.
My name is Zachary Jones. I'm from Ypsilanti, Michigan. And my question is, why is Livingston County considered the KKK capital of Michigan?
Here to answer Zachary's question is Buddy Morehouse. He's the former editor at the Livingston County Press in Howell. These days, he's a blogger for the Livingston Post. And Buddy, so glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's great to be here.
Why does Livingston County, and particularly Howell, have this KKK aura?
Well, it is actually very easily explained. And it's important to say right at the beginning, though, that there is no KKK in Howell. Howell is not the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan. There's no active chapter there. There's no active Ku Klux Klan anywhere in Livingston County. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks those things, they confirm that there is no KKK in Howell. But the reason why Howell has that reputation is actually very easily explained. And it's all because of one man who's been dead for 25 years now. Robert Miles was the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan in Michigan. And he actually wasn't from Howell. He lived near Howell in a rural area called Cahock Township. And in the 1970s and 80s and right up until his death 25 years ago, he held big cross burnings and hate rallies at his farm in Cahokta Township. And it was because of that, and he was very open about this. He would invite the media to come to these cross burnings. He loved being in the newspaper. He loved being on the radio and having a microphone stuck in his face. Unlike a lot of other hate group leaders, Bob Miles loved publicity.
And why did he told you he loved it when you were the editor of the Livingston County Press. Why did he love the publicity?
He liked the fact that the media was helping keep alive this image that there was a Ku Klux Klan active in Livingston County, because he thought that if we helped keep that image alive, that it would help Livingston County remain an almost all-white community.
Mm.
So he liked the fact that we publicized what he did, and he was very open about inviting us there. But it's because of Bob Miles that Livingston County, and particularly Howell, got this reputation of being a KKK hotbed, even though this wasn't even taking place in Howell. Howell was just the closest city that anybody had heard of to Cahokta Township. So the media and everybody else started saying that all this was taking place near Howell, even though it wasn't even in Howell.
Why was Bob Miles, why did he have the title pastor in quotes?
He was I put pastor in quotes. He was the pastor of a church that he founded himself called the Mountain Church. It was basically in a pole barn on his property. On his farm there, and he called himself the pastor of the church. It was they had some crazy white separatist brand of Christianity that he was espousing there, and so he called himself the pastor of the church.
And did he have any other job beyond leading Michigan's Klan?
He grew up in New York City. He was originally from New York City. He moved to Livingston County sometime in the late 50s or early 60s, and he was an insurance executive.
Hmm. And besides talking hate and burning crosses on his farm and holding rallies, he actually committed actions that landed him in prison. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, as I said in the piece I wrote for the Livingston Post on him, he didn't just think evil thoughts. He did evil things. In the early 1970s, he was convicted of two horrible crimes. He was convicted of conspiring to bomb school buses in Pontiac. That was around the time that integration was taking place with busing. And he conspired with some other people to bomb some school buses there. And the real horrific thing he did is in 1971, he helped, along with a few other Klansmen, he helped to tar and feather a high school principal from Ypsilanti, because this principal had the audacity to propose that Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday be a holiday.
Wow. And he did wind up in prison, but that didn't slow
yeah,
him down.
He served several years in prison for both of those crimes.
But he got out, and I gather from your post in the Livingston Post, it didn't slow him down.
No, not at all. That's really when he started to become a white supremacist icon. It was when he got out of prison in the late 70s that he started holding these huge hate rallies and cross burnings at his farm in Cahock Township. And that's really when his reputation started to grow, and that's really when Howell's unfair reputation as a hotbed of this activity started.
And is that pretty much when reporters and just about everyone else began thinking of Howell and Livingston County as Klan country, or did it even go back into the 70s?
It really started in the probably the late 70s, maybe even in the into the early 80s, but it was mainly when he started becoming well known for these crimes in the 70s and started giving interviews at his farm that he became known. And then when he got out of prison sometime in the late 70s is when he started holding the big rallies. So the reputation really goes back to the 70s.
In the Hall of Shame of America's Great Haters, the hypothetical Hall of Shame, where do you think Bob Miles stands?
He's at the very top. He's been dead for 25 years now, but he is still considered in that movement, in the KKK movement, the Nazis, the other white supremacist groups. He's considered one of the elder statesmen of that movement. If you go on YouTube today, you still see videos posted by some of those hate groups of Miles giving speeches and interviews.
So it doesn't take much to deduce that were he alive today, he would have been marching right down those streets in Charlottesville.
There's absolutely no question about that, and like I said, I cannot stress this enough, that the image that Howell has had to endure because of Bob Miles, he's been dead for 25 years, but it endures to this day, and every person who's ever lived in Howell or who lives in Howell now has had to deal with this unfair reputation. And you're always having to explain to people that that there is no Klan in Howell, there is no KKK in Howell, there really never was. All we had is one Klansman who lived about 15 miles outside of Howell, who held these rallies on his farm, and that's it. But everybody in Howell's had to deal with this reputation. You tell people that you're from Howell, or you have a friend who's an African American, and you invite them to come visit you, and they're afraid to come because they've heard of this reputation, and it's just not true.
I wonder, and I'm sure you spend time thinking about it, why such a persistent reputation? He died 25 years ago, and yet it's that reputation is still alive.
Yeah, and that's a great question, Cynthia. It really is because of what he did when he was alive was so visible, and with the cross burnings, and there was a documentary made on his farm in the late 80s called Blood in the Face. Michael Moore was actually part of the documentary crew that came out there that really helped to publicize and even glorify the things that were going on there. And that image is still, burned in people's memory. And it's sort of the type of thing that once that kind of a reputation starts, it's really hard to kill it because it's going to endure.
Buddy, how did people in Livingston County at the time who were opposed to what he stood for, how did they react? What did they do?
There was kind of that's a great question. There was kind of a transformation that took place because early on in the 70s and into the early 80s, I think the predominant feeling in Howell and in Livingston County was to just try to ignore him and ignore everything that he stood for. But an incident happened in 1988 that he actually didn't have anything to do with, but a cross was burned on the lawn of an African-American family that lived near Howell. And that really prompted the community to say, enough is enough. We need to not only tackle our image problem head on, but we need to tackle the whole idea of diversity in Livingston County head on. So a group was founded called Livingston 2001 that later became the Livingston Diversity Council that was basically set up to talk about these issues and to embrace the idea that Livingston County needed to become a more diverse and more welcoming community. So they held a lot of programs in the schools. They did a lot of public awareness campaigns and really showed that Howell wasn't just going to sit back and take it, that they were going to fight back not only the reputation, but they were going to fight back on everything that Bob Miles stood for and to let the world know that this is not us.
Buddy Morehouse, former editor of the Livingston County Press in Howell, and these days he is a blogger for the Livingston Post. And Buddy, thank you so much for answering Zachary's question.
Great. Thank you, Cynthia.
And if you've got a question about Michigan, just go to the stateside page at michiganradio.org. There you can send us your question for consideration for our next round of Am I Curious?